Well, I served on the phones here during the Encouraging Word broadcast for about 10 years. And during that time, I had many great experiences, but one that I really remember well is one Sunday, a very sweet lady called me. Her name was Lisa. She was from Virginia area, a professional woman working up in the Virginia area in D.C., and she shared with me that she was pregnant. Her mother, who she was here visiting, didn't even know, and she was going the next week to have an abortion. And as we talked and as we prayed, she was a believer, and we went through some scripture, and I just challenged her on a couple things in a loving way, and prayed with her, hung up the phone, and figured, well, you know, hopefully that had some impact. About a year and a half later, I was working in my office one day, and I got a call that there was a lady there to see me, and I walked out front in our store, and she had contacted the church, asked if they could tell her who Chuck was. She remembered my name from a conversation a long time back. I was about the only Chuck involved in the telephone ministry, and she shared her story, and they directed her to me at Christian Supply, and she'd come to visit me, and she had with her a baby, and she introduced me to her baby that she decided to keep after that call, and the Lord had used it in her life. She'd prayed about it and made the right decision, and she introduced me to her daughter, who she named Charlene, and after Charles, who had counseled her on the phone. And I had many great experiences, many great stories, many times to lead people in prayers of salvation. But it was literally a life that was not just changed, but saved through a call to the Encouraging Word.
When he went to his death on the cross, he had me on his mind and you too. That's how much he loves you. Can you imagine that? You are one loved person. God made you. He designed you the way that you are. And his intended purpose is for you to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Once having entered into that relationship with our Heavenly Father, God then provides for you by His Spirit all that's necessary in order for you to be able to conduct your life in a way that is pleasing to God.
That unique voice you are listening to is the voice of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author and evangelist, and today he wraps up a three-part series called Let's Roll. But before we dive into that message, we want you to know that we're here for you. Dr. Don wants you to know that we're here 24 hours a day to take your calls, to meet you online at theencouragingword.org, or to receive that call at 866-899-WORD. We would love to meet you on the phones to talk with you, to pray with you, to connect with resources that will help you grow. That number is 866-899-9673. And we'd love to meet you there. Now, on this Friday edition of The Encouraging Word, let's open our hearts and God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton.
You are the window through which they look. And when people look, as it were, through you, they see the love of God. Now, that'll tell you why this is jolly difficult, folks. Because there have been 1,000 times in my life when people have looked through the window of Don Wilton, they've seen anything but the love of God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Let's roll. This is tough. I'm going to ask you something. When people look at you, what do they see? What does your wife see? What do your children see? What does your husband see? What people at work see? See, folks, when God tells us to love our fellow Christians, it's because love is not only the standard bearer of our faith, love is not only the window of our faith. Jesus put it like this. He said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples." We put it backwards. We say we've got to go and love everybody in the world, in Africa, China, India. That's not what God is saying. God is saying all the people in Africa, China, in Cowpens, in Spartanburg, in Greer, in Gaffney, in Asheville, North Carolina, all people of the world are going to know that you belong to me because through your window they see the love of God, which confirms who you are. Number three, third reason, because love is a defining indicator of our faith. Now, folks, listen. Why must we love our fellow Christians? Not only because love is a standard bearer, not only because love is the window, but love is a defining indicator of our faith. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14, the Apostle John puts it like this. He says, we, those of us who profess to know Christ, we know that we've passed from death to life. We know that we are believers. We know that we've been forgiven of our sin. Know that our names are written in God's book in heaven because of the fact that we love our fellow Christians. Those people who claim to know Jesus Christ but have no love for believers, for fellow believers, are abiding in death. They don't have the love of God in them. Now, moms and dads, I'm just going to pick on you for a moment. There's a mother or father here today, and you've got a son or a daughter, and you all, this perplexes you. You wondering whether your son or daughter knows Jesus Christ. Just apply this acid test. Ask yourself this question. Does your son or daughter want to be around fellow believers all the time? Yes or no? If folks, listen to me. If you have to beg a person to come to church, to be involved with Christian people, to go to youth groups, to be on Christian camps, to be a part of FCA at school, to be in the BSU, to do Christian things, if you've got to beg a person to do that, now watch me. I want to make something very clear here, folks. Watch me. That person doesn't know Jesus Christ. End of the story. Non-negotiable. According to God's word, it's a key indicator of our faith. Those who have passed from death to life love their brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, folks, listen carefully here. Let's roll. Here's where the water hits the wheel. It's the standard bearer of our faith. It is the window to our faith, and it is a defining indicator of our faith. Now, I want you to note something very significant. Now, this is exciting, guys. Get ready for this. The word that is used here in verse 1 is the word Philadelphia. Anyone been to Philadelphia? Raise your hand. Thank you. Now, what do we call Philadelphia? The city of? Thank you. Brotherly love. That's the word that's used here, by the way. Did you know that? Philadelphia is actually in the scriptures. Now, that'll be a shock to some of you. That'll ring your bell. All right? Now, watch this. Keep on Philadelphia-ing each other. Now, let me show you something about this word. The word Philadelphia, we know, means brotherly love. If you break that word up into its two components, phileo, the first part in the Greek text, means deep and abiding affection. And it speaks about a root affection, something that's grounded. It just runs so deep. The second part of that word is the word adelphos. And the word adelphos literally means kinsman. Now watch this, folks, all right? So when we're talking about brotherly love here, we're talking about the same. It's not a comparison. God is saying to us, because we have a kinsman relationship together in Christ, so it is we ought to love each other as brothers and sisters. Have you ever asked somebody, who's that man over there? Say, well, he's my kin. What do you mean by that? Let me explain this, folks. This means that we are measured in our faith by the fact that we love our kinsmen. In other words, that we come from the same womb. You and I, people all around the world. Now, here's how this works. It's a remarkable thing. God, this is how it all began. God gave His only begotten Son. What does that mean? It means that Jesus Christ came from the same womb as God. Now, folks, some people, they say, well, the virgin birth is not important. The virgin birth is an absolute fundamental of the Christian faith. Now, why is the virgin birth so important? It is important because Jesus Christ did not come from the womb of a human mother or the seed womb of a human father. Jesus Christ was begotten of the womb of God. I want you to hold on to this. So it is that when we are born again, we are born of the womb of God. Now watch this, folks. Nicodemus had a real problem. He struggled with this, like I do. Came to Jesus and he said, "Master, how can I come into your kingdom?" Jesus turned to him and said, "Nicodemus, you've got to be born again." Nicodemus said, "What? You mean I have to enter once again? How can I, a grown man, get back into my mother's womb?" Jesus said, "No, that's not what it means. That is being born of water. But in order to become a member of my kingdom, of my family, you've got to be born again. You've got to be born of the Spirit. You've got to be born of the womb of God." And Nicodemus, what happens to you when you're born again is that the Spirit of God rests upon you. And God, by His Spirit, implants His seed into you, and you become born of the womb of God. That's what it means to be born again. God recreates you. He begins again. What does this mean, folks? It means that all believers, red, yellow, black, white, people of every tongue, every nation, who have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, watch this, come from the same womb. That's why the Bible says one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, friends, listen. This is why God has given us the authority to call one another brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a hard thing to understand. I have a beautiful daughter. She's my daughter. But I'm telling you, she's also my sister in Christ. Now, people can't understand that. But I'm going to tell you how it is that my daughter, or my two sons, my daughter can be both my physical daughter because she is born of my seed, but I can also tell you that she is my sister because both of us have been born of the seed of God, of the womb of God. We come from the same place. It's an amazing thing. Therefore, I've got an announcement to make to you. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is our Heavenly Father. You remember the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Lord, teach us to pray." What did Jesus say? Jesus began the Lord's Prayer. He said, "Our Father." What do you mean, "our Father"? What right do I have to pray "our Father"? We're talking about God here, folks. You know why I can pray "our Father"? Because I'm born of the womb of God. He is my Father, but He's also your Father. We have the same Father. What does that make us? It makes us kinsmen. Philadelphia, it makes us brothers and sisters in Christ. What is Jesus Christ telling us? What is God teaching us? He's saying, listen, when you roll, you need to take action number one. And action number one is that you must love your fellow Christians because you are brothers and sisters in Christ. You are of the same womb. Is there anything more tragic in this world than when you see family members hate each other?
My goodness, forgive the interruption. Dr. Don has a great deal more to come in this message, but he wants me to remind you we're here for you, here to talk and to listen and to pray, not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. You know, we want to say thank you to many of you who have joined the team, both praying for the ministry, sharing the good news with others about where to find the encouraging word, and giving financially. We call that becoming an encourager.
Thank you for being an encourager with me through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. You are making a difference in people's lives. Why don't you become an encourager? Partner with us. Partner with me. Become an encourager today and be part of something far bigger than any of us.
When you take this step of faith, you'll receive the exclusive brand new CD-DVD resource called Erasing Jesus, a powerful tool that'll help you stand strong in your faith in a world that's somewhat intolerant to Jesus Christ. Also, you'll get a bonus journal just to say thank you for partnering with us. In addition, you'll receive a monthly personal letter from Dr. Wilton, as well as other resource opportunities, a 24-hour confidential live prayer line, a quarterly daily devotional guide, and notifications of events featuring Dr. Wilton in your area. To learn how you can become an encourager, send your request to Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us at 866-899-WORD, or visit us on the web at theencouragingword.org. We hope you will make your commitment to spread the precious gospel of Jesus Christ around the world with us today. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don.
Some of you might say, Pastor, translate that for us. Can you imagine how important it is for a church to be united? I want you to know that I boast only in Jesus Christ. People say to me all the time, how can a church like this, numbering in the thousands of people, be so unified? Can I tell you why, folks? Because it's a mandate of God. Do you know that all across the upstate, all across the world, as I speak to you right now, there are churches that are divided amongst themselves. You know why? Because brothers and sisters are fighting with each other in the house of God, folks. One of the greatest tragedies in America was called the American Civil War. But you know what the greatest tragedy of the American Civil War was? It pitted brother against brother and sister against sister. It is a blemish. It is a stain against the incredible history of this incredible nation. And I'm going to say to you today that of all places in the house of God, God's people are commanded of God to love one another. You might say to me, Pastor, what does that mean? Well, we laugh about it sometimes. It's impossible, you say, to have a church like this and people don't fall out of fellowship. Can I tell you why nobody gets mad and upset and bent out of shape in this church? Can I tell you why? It's we don't allow it. We don't allow it of one another. Now, folks, you don't need a deacon's meeting or you don't need a covenant statement. We don't allow it. You will never, I'm giving you my word on this, you will never come into this church in any meeting at any time and hear anybody getting up, getting bent out of shape, fussing and feuding and all. We don't allow it. I don't allow it. Anybody in this church who ever wants to pick a fight, go somewhere else. You will not do it in this church. Now you say to me, Pastor, why? Well, the only thing I can tell you is because that's what God says. How can we be a witness for Jesus? The problem with the evangelical church in America today is they're killing one another in the house of God, carrying on like they're out there on Main Street. People coming to quote-unquote business meetings with agendas, pet peeves, personal preferences. Not in the house of God. Nobody has any ownership and nobody has any agenda. We save to know nothing among each other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And oh God, before your face, I pray that in America today, that Christian men and women would come together at the foot of the cross. Because if we came together, this country would never be the same again. It would never be the same again. So let's roll. It's what he says, you keep on loving one another as fellow Christians. Well, let's try and bring this together. Why is this so important? Three reasons why this is so important. Number one, because God said it is. Any questions? Tell you folks, I feel sorry for churches that run churches on covenants and things. We're not going to do that in this church. We got a covenant. God said it. Somewhere in America, somebody is going to stand up and is going to say, God said it. This is not a popularity contest. This is not to get points or stars or awards. This is the word of God. This is what God tells us to do. And if that begins to bleed down, you want me to tell you, moms and dads, the greatest gift you can give your children? It's not a new motor car or a good education. Can I tell you what the greatest gift is you can give your children? That mom and dad love each other. You can give them everything in the world. You don't love each other, you're in trouble. And just by the way, while we're talking about it, folks, God could bring together in a church even like this the most gifted people you've ever seen. And folks, do you know what God is saying to us about His church? He's saying, listen, we can gather people together in the house of God who are gifted beyond reason, but if you don't love one another, God said it. Number two, because it is the indicator, key indicator of who we belong to. That's what it is. It is a key indicator, folks. It tells me about the genuineness of my faith. And number three, because it is our greatest witness. How about you? Have you given your life to Christ? Do you know Him? Have you trusted Him as your Savior? Friend, are you ready to roll? It's a doing word. It's amazing what God could do through people like you and me. I'm going to ask you to put your faith in action. I'm going to ask some of you to take that first step to put faith in Christ into your heart and life. Some of you say, well, Pastor, I don't even know the Lord. I haven't got a first base yet. We'd love the opportunity to trust Jesus Christ. Some of you today, you'd say, you know, Pastor, never thought of it like that. Philadelphia, that I am to love my fellow Christian because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Because the same Spirit who dwells in me dwells in them. They are my kinsmen. What a reason. God is so good, folks. He lays it out there for us. He tells us how to behave and how to operate. I just want to tell you while we're about it, you don't know how grateful I am that God has allowed this congregation to truly love one another, folks. You know something? I could never preach like this if God didn't give us a platform from which to preach. And you are loving each other. There's not one of us who's perfect. And please forgive me if you ever see me get bent out of shape. I try to do it quietly and I kick my dog if I have to. We all, folks, all of us, we struggle with life. We get tired and worn out. We have strains in our marriages, letdowns and disappointments. But let brotherly love continue. Let that always be the hallmark of this group of people who meet in this place called First Baptist Church. Let our light so shine that others may see and then glorify our Father which is in heaven. That's the only reason. It's what it's all about. It's not about me, it's not about you, it's about Him.
And the joy of that new life of being born again is available to you today. Let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. Dr. Don will be back in just a moment with more, but he wants you to know this phone number will connect you all the time with friends that would be happy to pray with you. We would love to connect at 866-899-WORD right now, 24 hours a day, 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. Let us connect you to the life-changing power of Jesus. And before we get away, a closing thought from Dr. Don.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer,
from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
If you'd like to talk, if you'd like to pray, remember the number 866-899-WORD. I hope you'll jot it down. Store it in your cell. 866-899-9673. We'll connect you with one of us 24 hours a day, anxious to pray with you and for you, and anxious to connect you with resources that'll help you grow in your faith. Resources like this.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to the Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support the Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
You know, I want to say something to you personally. You ready for this? Thank you. It's a powerful word, isn't it? Small one, powerful. I want to thank you. You see, the sun hardly rises or sets in a day that we don't see people coming to know Christ through this broadcast ministry every day. And you make that possible through your prayers, most of all, and through your financial giving. God is doing something great. And in our world today, this medium of television, very important, folks. This is very, very important. God is allowing us to go into more and more homes across the United States of America. Thank you for helping us make this possible. And let's never stop praying that people would come to know Jesus. God bless you.
It's been a great week here at the Encouraging Word radio broadcast, and we'd love to invite you to join us over the weekend. There are a number of places to watch us on television, whether it be TBN or Daystar Network. All the details are online at theencouragingword.org. A great place also to download and watch and listen to the messages of Dr. Wilton throughout the weekend. Just know we're here for you. Don't forget the number, 866-899-WORD. We'll always connect you with one of us happy to talk, to listen, or pray. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.